I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Hear the music.
I didn't hear the music.
Welcome to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell. We're still freezing outside for 4 weeks. We're still sitting in the same place.
Thank you so much for listening and welcome back to dingthebell.com. Mm-hmm. You can visit us at dingthebell.com because sometimes we post pictures on there, maybe even video, maybe perhaps sometimes.
Maybe
I don't know. We'll
so.
See. And guess what? This weekend is somebody's birthday.
Oh, who that?
It's the Bell's birthday this weekend. She's going to be 25.
That's right. I'm younger than that.
Yeah. What? Okay. Anyway, welcome back to Ding the Bell.
If you want to send me some gift, I'm just kidding.
Because that's Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy won't,
yeah.
Anyway, she's so kind.
Yeah,
she's so good.
So sweet. So sweet.
When I go to Japan, September,
yeah,
we'll have to go visit her.
Oh, actually, it's October now. Did I tell you about that?
No.
But yeah, we will. I will tell you later.
Okay.
It's a good thing. It just
Okay, October now.
Okay. Yeah. Can I say more?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
After the show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm Ding, I'm ADD.
What happened? You changed the way you were saying.
It's okay.
We are two ADD people. I'm the Bell, so that's why we had to ding the bell. Like
to keep
that.
Us straight.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we swerve off into a different topic, we will ding the bell to
That's
let
right.
us know that we changed the topic. So hopefully that will keep us on one topic.
Okay. All right. So today's topic is same
Very
as...
Very interesting. Last week.
We talk about Okama story.
Yeah, being gay. And if you're new to this program, if you check us out and this is your first
Okay, Ding.
If this is your first show that you're listening in, I encourage you to go back to last week's show and download last week's show and... listen to that one first, then you will continue to the second part.
Exactly, and seriously, it's really funny, and I myself going to listen sometimes, and then I just laugh.
Right.
And it was,
some people, I just remember, somebody was telling me that even when we talk about, shit, who told me that? Somebody emailed me lately, I don't remember.
Even though we talk about serious it's
still
funny.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly, and you're still
so
loud.
Who
you're still loud.
Sorry.
I don't know,
who
you're still
that?
Loud. I don't know. Okay, moving on. All right, so... this week we will talk about what we were talking about last week. Say how Ding came out.
What is the word of the bell?
Oh.
Ouch! Sorry.
Sorry, listeners.
What is the word of the bell?
I'm just looking at that. Oh, l'endemain.
Can you make a sentence out of that phrase, l'endemain?
Hey, Ding, I had l'endemain. Now.
Why?
It's so long.
It's so long.
Too much.
Okay, all right. We'll come back to it. And at the end of the show, we'll tell you what l'endemain means. Okay?
L'endemain.
L'endemain? Huh?
L'endemain.
What are you talking about?
L'endemain.
Do you have a little midget?
Midget? Okay, go back to the office.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting a little cold. Are you?
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been out too many weeks.
Yeah. I know. Like 5 weeks of outside.
I know. Maybe we'll be very thin right now.
I know. Did you shower?
Shit. I'm so fat.
Did you shower 5 weeks?
No.
No.
I'm very fat and dirty.
Okay. All right. So, listener.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to go read a question first before we go into the Okama question. In fact,
okay.
I think it may actually has to do to a little bit. Has to do with one of our listeners sent in a message, and his name is Yoshi.
Yeah, what is the phone name? Michael Bell? I saw the note.
Where?
I don't open this one. What was
it's
that?
It's this one.
Oh, I saw some note. It was
future ding.
Falling Michael Bell.
What?
Okay, never mind. Okay,
Yoshi. Your midget is doing something weird again. Okay. Yoshi. What?
Please. Okay, I am.
Yoshi wrote. Read Yoshi's from. Yoshi's from Japan. Say something in Japanese too.
Oh, Yoshi,
thank you for listening.
In Japanese?
Yes.
Ding the bell, 聞いてくれてどうもありがとうございます。
Yeah, どうも。
コメント
Yeah.
What should I say?
Please.
Ah, またコメントしてください。
Please.
Yeah, Ding と一緒に読んで楽しんで。Yoshi-kun のメッセージ。
Ask him if he likes me.
Ah, Yoshi-kun なんかね、Ding が、Yoshi-kun はもしかしたら、Ding のことが好きかなって言ってます。
超 handsome。
超 handsome ですよ。本当にね、good looking ですね。
Yes.
はい。Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for writing. I'm gonna read his email.
Okay, go ahead.
He wrote in, I'm a 15-year-old Japanese boy studying English.
Very cute.
Just now, I listened to number 2. Wow. Long time ago.
Ooh,
number 2.
Yes.
English. And I was really surprised that Debelle is from Japan. How come she can speak English so well? many question marks.
Not so much. Don't you think?
Well, maybe you can answer.
I don't think I speak really well because somebody really pick on me.
Well, everybody will pick. Like, even like...
My English is not professional. Like,
yeah, people there are people still tell me that too, but...
Yeah.
But,
oh, I think Ding speaks very good English.
Sorry,
like, very less accent. And Yoshi also said, I don't have a Japanese accent.
Yes,
he said, I have Malaysian accent.
Very funny. Okay, so he says, I don't think she's got a Japanese. He writes very well.
He does.
He writes very well.
Yeah, 15 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
She's got rather a Malaysian accent or something, he said. Has she ever lived there? Have you ever lived in Malaysia?
No, I didn't. But I think I spent too much time with Ding, and I probably adopted the Malaysian accent.
Imagine. Yeah.
But Ding doesn't have, like, you know, when he talks to me, he's so comfortable, so he doesn't really. I mean, he does have really sometimes the Malaysian accent.
Yeah, it will come out
exactly. But when he's talking to his coworker,
yeah,
he's very like native, like sound like American English.
Not so much. They think that I have an accent.
You do? Well, I'm so used to it.
Well, some think I don't, but if you spend more time with me, you
are a fabulous speaker. I think
you
have very good listening. Like, your hearing is very good. Like, for the sound, you know?
If I wear my hearing aid.
Okay, well, moving on. So loud, eh? Okay. Well, thank you, Yoshi, for your compliment.
Thank you. Wait. He writes, I like Ding's voice. I'm really interested in Malaysia. I want to visit Kuala Lumpur. Which part does Ding come from? Good question, Yoshi. Thank you very much for the question. Very, very much. Thank you. I feel like a little girl now because Yoshi likes my voice.
Okay, Ding, moving on.
No, I haven't listened to her
answer.
Okay.
Answer his question. You're so loud.
I'm sorry.
Yoshi, sorry.
The answer is, thank you for liking my voice. And, I want you to visit Kuala Lumpur too. If you ever do visit Kuala Lumpur, can you take a picture?
Do they have Taj Mahal?
Uh-huh. It's called Istana. Our bell fell down. What number? Am I still number?
Max.
Maximum? It's so loud. It's so far. It's still maximum? Maximum? I'd still right
hello,
now.
Hello, 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 hello. That's
okay,
fine. Because you like... Did they have like... You didn't expect a question. You were like...
I wasn't expecting.
You were like, do they have Taj Mahal? Dean was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh my god, sorry, Yoshi-kun. Okay.
Yoshi-kun.
Alright, so Ding, where is Kuala? Oh, Kuala Lumpur?
Lumpur.
Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur?
Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur is the capital of Malaysia.
Oh, are you from.
What? Am I from what?
That was a very nice way of... So you're not from there?
I am from there. Oh, not from Kuala Lumpur. But that's what the next question is.
Are you from Penang?
Yes, I'm from Penang. Mm-hmm. Which part of Malaysia did I come from, Yoshi? I come from this island called Penang. In Japanese, it's called Penang.
It's the same thing. What are you talking about? Ning.
Penang is my hometown. I was born there in 19... Should I say?
No.
Oh, why not?
Don't be specific. Okay. Just say
I was
somewhere
in the 1970s. I was born in the 70s, which makes me an old man.
By the way, me and Ding, we are same age.
Okay, so I better not tell.
Yeah, don't say that.
I was born in the 1970s.
I have my fan. Fan or fan?
What?
My fan or fan?
What does that mean?
My fan. F-A-N. But I said my fan.
What are you talking about? Why are you so loud? What are you talking about?
I said I shouldn't tell my age because I have fun. My fun. 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 Fun.
What do you mean fun? Like, as in listeners who
yes,
like us?
Yes. It's F-A-N.
F-A-N,
right?
F-A-N. It's fan. Fan. Like, you know, the ceiling fan? Do you say ceiling fan?
That's the F-A-N, right?
Yes.
So what is the... what is the word for the people who like me?
Fan. Same spelling, same word. F-A-N.
No, F-E-N? Fan?
No, no fan. Fan, F-A-N, fan. So anyway, we're so ding.
Okay,
what was the question? Oh, yeah, I come from Penang. Uh-huh. I was born in the 70s in Penang. And I actually grew up there. I learned
21.
Okay, good. I grew up there, and so I was born there and raised in Penang until I was about 20 years old, and I left to go to Kuala Lumpur.
Oh.
And I went to a college in Kuala Lumpur. It's actually not Kuala Lumpur, it's outside of Kuala Lumpur in Petaling Jaya.
Oh.
Petaling Jaya is BJ. And I studied there for three semesters. I took American Studies, which is kind of like preparation work, you know, like general education classes.
Mm.
So I take some of those classes and I transfer my credits over to Kumusu.
Kumusu?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Yoshi because I really think Ding has such a really good voice as well. Very, even my...
he's never heard me sing.
Oh my goodness,
oh, no,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. Don't we sing? Yeah, we sing in our theme song.
Yeah, yes.
We sang together.
Yeah. And then... we recently had like art festival?
Huh?
Art festival?
Yes. What, the Plaza one?
The Plaza one?
Yeah.
Ding is, oh my gosh, he is great singer. He is a great singer and I love his voice.
I'm not very comfortable enough. I don't think I'm pretty enough to be confident when I'm on stage. Do I
you
look like
should
I'm,
be because like
do
I
look do I look
you look very confident.
Okay.
And then
I try to be.
You are. And then you know my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
In-laws, they never met you before.
Right.
That was the first time, and they even told me like, your friend is so cute, and they know that you're gay because I told them. And then like they
I met your mother-in-law then.
Yeah, I know mother-in-law, but you know other like my
your cousins and stuff.
Exactly, but you know they said you being is good looking, and
aww,
they enjoyed your show so much because like you know being has such a natural like you know great personalities coming out from him. And then when he
are
said,
you sure it's not my fat?
No. Seriously. And you enjoy the moment. And
I do enjoy singing.
Yeah, and then like we were saying that, you know, compared to your, you know, I mean...
the singing.
Yeah, like partner, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe she had a bad day that day. I don't know, but you were including audience to kind of join to the show together. Even just, it was just kind of like outside, come and go, you know, it's not really set to stage or anything. But... you were looking to the audience, I contacted them. That's what we want. You know, Ding has a talent. I mean, seriously, I think he has a gift.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
so,
sweet
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, definitely. So that's why.
Well, she's a little biased because she always likes my singing.
I love
it. She
wants
me to sing at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, and he will. And I love it. I mean, especially whenever Ding sings some like lab song. Very.
Lab song?
Lab.
Lab. No, I thought you meant lap song. Like lap dance. he's sing on somebody's lap.
Oh, he, yeah, you got it. You got the voice.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Yes. My voice was a little tired on that day. I felt like I'm not up to my standard.
Yeah.
I feel like after half of the show, about the last maybe 30% of the show, I was tired.
Yeah.
And my voice was not so good. I couldn't control my voice.
So, listener, if you want to hear his singing, please send us a comment and to ding the bell.
What is that phone number?
Yeah,
email.
dingthebell@gmail.com, and then he will probably put his singing.
Maybe I'll sing live.
Maybe he does. Yes. So please let us know that if you want to hear his singing. It's a fabulous voice. Okay.
Okay. All right. You can call us comment line 206-600-700. Don't rub your head.
It's cold though.
206-600-705 is our phone number.
Okay. All right. So then.
Oh my gosh! What time is it? Okay. Oh shit, almost 20. We never even talk about our topic. What were we going to talk about? I forgot. Oh, come on, number two.
Okay, well,
okay, the question from Yoshi was because I don't know why this came up. Oh, I think you answered. You answered him. Like that I'm gay. He said about Ding a gay. Oh, no, it was on my show. It was the description. The description of our show is a gay man and a straight woman, blah, blah, blah. That's our show description.
So, okay.
He said, about Ding a gay man, do you mean gay for happy or gay for homosexual? The answer is...
What do you think?
Homosexual and happy.
Yes.
Both. I'm both. I'm a gay, and the bell is a gay straight.
Gay.
I'm a gay and you're gay-straight.
Gay-straight.
Oh, my stomach ache. I need to poop. Okay.
Hold it.
I know I'm pressing the pause button.
Oh, my God.
I'm pressing pause.
Do you need a cup?
Ew, no.
Oh, hey, right there.
I need to fart.
Dude.
No,
after that.
Okay,
so yes. Yeah, he's a homo. Sexual.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I like men.
Yes, exactly.
I was so distracted by men, a good looking man coming in and out from Starbucks.
I want to hear what kind of love has been gone through.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good segue to continue to last from last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk quickly because it's already, 16
yes.
shit.
Okay. Go.
We can go a little bit over.
Okay.
Anyway, the Yoshi, the love that I've gone through, okay. I don't know if it's necessarily love, because I think the one real love that is in my life right now is... Can
Your
you look
husband.
At my number?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, very good.
It's my current husband.
Yes.
It's my Bruce for the last almost 10 and a half, 11 years.
Long time.
And we've been together since May of 1998.
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's right. 98.
Yes, because now 2008.
So
yes.
So yeah, it'll be. It's 10 years. Past 10 years, and so he's my actual true love.
Uh-huh.
But if I want to talk a little bit more before the actual love, what my exploration is. Last week we talked about the girlfriend that I was dating. Remember?
Uh huh. Yes.
But I want to go back to many years ago.
Your filing system. Oh, just a...
like, you know, when you see a movie.
Yeah. You're so visual.
And then it goes...
okay, ding. Okay, go.
Do you know what I know. Do you know what that means?
I know.
What? Explain.
I know.
Tell people what you saw.
Like a rewinding?
No. Describe to people what I made on my face.
Like do.
Yeah, you know how when you do it like a dream sequence, like a back to the past on the movie, it has a little effect, like ripple, like a water.
yes, we do. Yes, I know exactly. So Asian though.
I know.
Yes, so Asian.
Like Asian show.
So
always
Asian.
Like so they'll be thinking like that. The eye look up, and then you see the whole the show the
kind of bubbly
TV screen.
Yeah.
Is like ripple, like water ripple. That's why I was making my face like.
Okay,
rippling.
Then you have to go because we are only 18 minutes already. Okay. Go.
What?
When I pressure Dean.
Oh, too loud.
When I pressure Dean, Dean can't take it.
I know.
He can't take it because I'm ADD. Okay, Ding, you gotta go. Go. What are you gonna say?
I don't know.
Okay, Ding is pressure. Okay, Ding, tell. Yeah, so you said you wanna go back to many years ago.
Oh, many years ago, my first crush. Well, very quickly. I will talk very quickly. First crush. It's not really love, but crush, you know? Like, everybody has crushes, right? I have a crush when I was in high school, when I was 17 years old. I have a crush on a straight guy. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you
Yes, that? You told me that. Yeah. Yes, first, I remember that.
He's straight, and he's married. I was his best man when he got married.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're still keeping in touch. He has two kids now. Well, one is coming soon, yeah. What? Huh?
I can't say that to the, it's a radio.
Okay.
What? He's gay, right?
No, he's not. He's not. He's really straight. He's
you told gay. Me like...
Different. Yeah. Anyway, that's a different person. But this person is straight, and I know both of them. I know his wife before. I know her separately.
Okay.
And then I know him separately from school.
Oh,
I know
okay.
her from church.
Okay.
And then they finally got married. And so, but anyway, he was the first guy that I had a crush on. Because we were very close. You know,
okay.
we were like very
so you,
close.
You,
we
like
we call
him.
Each other every night and all that. And I did not have the feeling for him before. I just thought, you know, just like normal friends. But then we got really close. And then he's like, you know, you kind of like my best friend. And so I got close to him. And then he started to like date girls. And so kind of like dump me, right? Like,
yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
You know, if I'm straight, I would just go out with him to date other girls.
Yeah.
But since I'm gay, I don't do that with him. So I felt like I was abandoned by him.
But you didn't know that you were gay at the time. So that's kind of...
Right. It was kind of like an innocent crush.
Yeah.
You know, I really feel so hurt when he was going out with all the girlfriends. Like, oh no, he's abandoning me.
Yeah.
And then, because of that, I have another guy in school that I was kind of close. And then through him, I get to know a different guy.
Yeah.
And he's hot. And but I was, at first, I didn't have much feelings for him. I was only like making use of him kind of just to show my other, like the other guy that I have my friend too, you know, I don't have to meet you and all that. But then we grow very close. So become really close. And I want to say that my first kiss was to him.
So he was a gay guy, you think?
I don't know.
21, 30,
I don't know whether he's gay or not.
But why he kissed you? I think he is.
Well, you don't, well, yeah,
okay,
I think he is.
Okay, listener, if you were straight, will you kiss another guy? No,
but
right?
We were 18 though at the time.
But still, okay, comment to me at dingthebell@gmail.com if you believe that yes, straight guy kissed each other or not.
Maybe just once.
Yeah, just
like
once,
it.
But what do you think? I want to know your opinion.
Okay, this is what happened.
Okay.
I was so freaked out. Like, we were kissed. I liked it, obviously. I mean, I was excited.
I think he is.
When he asked... I don't want to go into detail. I don't want to get people in trouble.
Okay.
I don't want people to like link back and
find out NA21 22222.
Oh shit. We'll go to 25 this time.
Okay.
Because it's important.
Okay.
And I need a shit.
Okay, go ahead, Ding. You gotta it's follow.
No.
Okay.
Let me finish this first. Now I'm gonna hit pause.
Okay.
Hit pause on my stomach. Okay, it's pause now. And then what was I talking about? I forgot.
Okay, because you said you pause your stomach. Okay, go, Dan.
What?
I'm listening. Because you kissed the guy.
Oh,
yes.
He dared me to kiss him, and I kissed him, and I really liked it. And I, you know, we were kissing, and then
what kind of kiss though?
Like French kiss.
Oh my goodness! I think he is.
But
what?
But I've heard stories from some people too that even if you're straight, sometimes you. Because you're still in between that age where you become, you know, completely whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know whether he's gay or not. I don't know. I don't want to say he is.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he could be.
Okay.
But since the rest of the story will tell you why I don't know whether he's gay. Because I was so afraid after I kissed him, like the next day I avoided him.
Hmm.
I was freaked out. And I freaked out because, and he wasn't freaked out. He was like all normal. He's like, you know, it's cool. And then I was totally freaked out because I'm afraid because I know that I'm gay, but I didn't want to admit that I'm gay. So so I thought, I don't want to be with him because that would make me feel like I'm more gay. But that would confirm that I'm gay because I really am attracted to him because he's hot. And a hot guy likes me. Anyway... I'm so ugly now. I've got these pimples. Oh my gosh, still thinking about.
okay, people, I'm just listening to Ding. And he just keep going by himself. I'm like, okay,
oh,
go on. Oh, so
that
loud.
Was you.
Not you.
No.
Okay, and wrap it up.
And so wrap it up like a present.
Then
it's almost Christmas. Anyway.
You're so ADD.
Happy Halloween.
You're so
I hope my president President Obama has already won the election.
You're so ADD. Okay, go on. So and then, you know.
Oh, and then we kissed and I was afraid of him and I avoided him, so I kinda lost touch.
Mm.
I only saw him once, in 2002 maybe, and he was married. And so I didn't want to. If he's not married, I would definitely go to him and talk to him about that. But since he's married, I don't want to
leave alone. Yeah,
yeah, I want to leave alone. Yeah. I don't want to like cause problems.
That's
for
right.
Him or
yeah,
for,
just
for
yeah, you did the right
I
thing.
I don't know whether they are still married.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. Maybe they're very happy. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, and I don't want to be the problem.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't help.
Yeah.
So, so that is, and then when I came here.
25, 28.
Oh, good shit. When I came here, I discovered myself. You know, I have opportunity to be who I am and really admit that I'm gay and it's okay to be gay. And then I met, like I said, before I came out, I met that girl. And then after that, after I came out, I met Michael. I mean, shit. And the Bell.
Thanks. Again.
The Bell. And then we became really good friends. Even until now, so
yeah.
many years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like 10 years.
More than 10 years. Because
yeah.
we started school in, what, 1996?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then after I graduated, I moved up to Kansas City and I met Bruce. We actually met online.
Yeah.
We didn't intend to, like, have a commit, like a relationship. We just say, meet and be friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were not even going to, like, we were not planning to like have sex or whatever too, because I was very very scared because it was my first time, and so, but you know, I was attracted to him and he was attracted to me and I like him. He likes me, and then we dated for about several months, and a year later he moved up to Kansas City, and so we moved in together and we've been together ever since. And he lived 4 hours one way from Kansas City. He has to drive 4 hours each way to come see me. So he would, after school on Friday, he would pack up, drive up here 4 hours, and then he'll stay here like late Friday evening. And then we'll spend Saturday and Sunday afternoon. He has to leave because he has to go back to school tomorrow. So another 4 hours. He doesn't come here every week, but every other week at least for 1 year. You drive up to see me. Sometimes, what?
Just like my husband, and you know, I was in Berg, of course,
yeah.
You know, he drove. I mean, from Kansas City to Warrensburg, just 1 hour, but still, every weekend he came to pick me up, took me to Kansas City, spent time, and then took me back on Sunday night. Even he stopped by at the Walmart because I didn't have a car, so I couldn't do any grocery shopping. Yeah, he helped me and. And we did it for, just like you guys did, like 7 months or so. Then he went, you know, overseas or whatever.
We did it for exactly a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I knew he was one. I mean, it's just a love. So
he sometimes would, because he wants me to spend time with him in his place. What time?
Yeah. 28.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's go 30.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the longest show. But, I mean, that's a love. And, you know, I mean, he never complained anything about that he had to drive all the way, whatever. He said, okay, I'm coming, that's it, because he wanted to see me.
Yeah.
That was the first
so special,
time.
Huh?
Exactly. Even though, like, Ding and I, we had several, like, you know, heartbroken and stuff too, but, you know.
We never talk about the crying.
Yeah.
That was so stupid, though.
Yeah.
I never even seen him. I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
He maybe looked like a bulldog.
Yeah, probably. And but you know, me and Ding, we both felt that the first time that it's really working, and they know the person really loves, you know, us, of course, and you know, it's just working. It's a relationship. Yes.
And I and Bruce did that for a year, and like I said, sometimes he would come up, drive for, because I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So he would drive up to Kansas City,
yeah,
pick me up, and then something on my teeth.
Okay.
And then he would drive 4 hours back. So by the time we get back there, it would already be like very late, because he would come here around maybe 8 o'clock, and then it would be like 12 or 1 o'clock when we go back there. And then we will spend the night, and then he would have to, the worst thing is he has to drive 4 hours back here, drop me back, and then drive 4 hours back to,
I know, but he didn't care because he loved you. That's why, look, you know, it's working.
So sweet, yes.
Oh,
so sweet.
What a sweet. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up with a good story like this, man.
That's right.
That's great.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Yoshi, for asking your very nice questions.
Yes.
And I hope we answer all your questions.
Uh-huh.
There are other questions that maybe we should confirm with you before we actually talk about that. Part.
Let's confirm. And this is our longest show now. It's 30 minutes. It will never happen again. It's just our show, 20 minutes.
It's a bonus show for all of you who
because
said that 20
minutes. Because it's my birthday weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's her birthday weekend. If you want to send the bell a birthday wish, please call 206-600-705 or you can email us at
dingthebell@gmail.com.
Right. Or you can go to dingthebell.com and check out posts. We sometimes post photos in between our shows. Sometimes we do that. So
we might put our video for my birthday weekend.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, you're gonna have to come back to Ding the Bell, or you have to subscribe to dingthebell.com. Even better, subscribe. Oh, I forgot to promote our show. Please tell all your friends.
We
want more listeners, and we want more people to know about our show. So you can go to iTunes if you use iTunes to listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Go to iTunes Store, look for Ding the Bell, and our show pop up. Click on subscribe, and if you like the show, you please leave comment.
Yeah, definitely.
In iTunes. I think that's going to promote the show. I think if you have... I never promote all my other podcasts, but I want to promote this one.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I think I want to do that like later on, like a maybe Christmas special or some kind of season.
We'll sing. Hang on the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better this Christmas.
That's nice. Okay, well, we might do the concert.
A concert.
Yeah, a concert.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
thank you very much. Oh, you say
I'm sorry, guys, but don't you want to know the word of the bell? Answer?
Oh, that's right. What is the word of the... What is it?
Oh, I have to...
Lawn the mow.
Yeah, lawn the mow. The answer is mow the lawn.
I'm sure you already know about this. Okay, mow the lawn, she say lawn the mow.
Yeah, like funny thing is that when I say that, like, I have to lawn the mow to my husband, and he didn't even question. He's like, okay. He doesn't even correct me anymore. He hears me so much. So whatever it is.
He thinks that you're midget right away.
Yeah, exactly. He know that. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll come back next time again.
All right, and please send in your questions. Okay. We love your questions. Please send your questions, and we will answer that in the month. Don't worry about it. We'll give you a personal response through email, but then we will actually let you know. I mean, we'll answer your questions in a month because we only record the show once a month.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
Please go tell all your friends about the show and go to iTunes and leave us a review there. Good ones. If you don't like the show, leave the review anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us like whatever star you think we deserve, and do a review there. That would help promote our shows. I want our show to be popular.
Yeah, it should be more popular. Okay. Well, all right then.
Okay, what time?
See you next time.
Bye.
33 and
bye-bye.
I didn't listen to music, did you?
I
didn't hear that.
No ending. Ending.
No ending.
Ending is very short. Ding, ding. Right now, we will hear the ending music.
Okay.
Right now. Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.